are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
You guys look great today. How are you all feeling?
Good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking today about not quitting. When you start doing a hard job, do you sometimes feel like you just can't finish your work and you want to quit?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think we've all had times like that. Well, today we're going to be talking about endurance. And that means keep on working even when things are hard, even when you feel like you want to give up.
Like when you start a job, like cleaning your room, you should finish it before you go and play.
Good example.
If you take saxophone, clarinet, or piano lessons, don't stop and try another instrument until you have really given the instrument you have chosen a chance.
If you are in a race, even if you walk to the finish line, it's better than if you just quit because it was too hard.
Yeah. Those are all great examples.
The Bible says, finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it. All through the Bible, we can read stories about people who had difficulties, but they kept on going. They didn't quit.
Noah, think of all the times he could have quit.
But he didn't, even though his neighbors were saying that he was wasting his time.
Noah was a righteous man.
He did everything just as God commanded.
Noah got the job done.
Noah was a friend of God. He loved and did obey. The world was crumbling all around, but to Noah God did say, he said, now take your family and build an ark. The earth will be covered with rain. The heavens will open for 40 days, but you will all be saved.
Noah, 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 Noah.
And then it rained and it rained for 40 days, and all the land was gone. The tallest mountain disappeared, but Noah and the ark sailed on.
Now, Moses really struggled with the job that God called him to do. Why do you think it was so hard for Moses? Hal?
Maybe he didn't think that it was the right job for him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hannah?
It was a big job.
It really was. What was Moses called to do?
He was called to take the people out of Egypt and take them into the Promised Land.
Okay. Alexa?
Well, Moses was afraid that the people wouldn't believe him since they had been in Egypt for like 400 years.
Okay. Carolyn?
He wasn't, like, sure what to say.
He really had a lot of doubts whether he was the right guy, right?
Yeah.
Luke?
He didn't have much experience.
He didn't. He'd never led the people. before. He had never even been a speaker to get up in front of people. Mm-hmm. Kendall.
He was afraid.
He was. And I think any of us, if we had been in the same situation as Moses, we would be afraid too. But did Moses quit?
No.
What did he do? Sam.
He kept on going.
He did exactly what God told him to do.
That's right. Abby?
He kept on believing in God.
He sure did. And all through your life, you'll have difficult times too. And in those difficult times, you might feel like saying, I can't do it. Or you might feel like saying, God, where are you? We can always turn to God in prayer and ask him for help.
When we are weak, God will give us strength.
When we are afraid, he will give us courage.
When we are lost, he will guide us back to the right path. God is there with you every step of the way.
Do not worry, I am with you. Raise up your staff, stretch out your hand. Do not be troubled, I will save my people, for I am who I am. Do not worry.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people. For I am who I am. I am the Lord God. All creation,
all creation,
the light in the darkness,
in the giver of life.
I am the Alpha,
am the Alpha
and the Omega,
and the Omega.
I am your God.
Do not worry,
I am with you. Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my people. For I am, who I am. I am the Lord God.
All creation.
So how can we prepare ourselves for the work that God has called us to do?
We can keep on praying to him.
Okay.
To read God's word.
Very important, yeah.
Kendall. Believing that God will help us.
Believing, that's right. We really just need to believe that with God all things are possible and he will strengthen us.
Pray,
uh-huh. You know, the best example that we have of endurance was the life of Jesus. Think of all the difficult times he had.
He was tempted by Satan.
People questioned his authority. He was sentenced to die by his own people.
He was betrayed by Judas.
He was denied by Peter.
He was crucified on a cross and died so that we could live forever.
We know that God does not give up on us.
The Bible says, even though we are sinners, Christ died for us.
And the Apostle Paul wrote, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
God our Father keeps blessing us even when we fall short and sin.
Hebrews 12 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles.
And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Your mind is not on earthly things. Your prize is found in heaven. You know his power. You know his love. Your sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Oh, there's a joy like no other. A peace that passes all. Jesus is your master. And you can hear him call. Your eyes on Jesus. You want to seek him, you want to find him, you want to know him, you want to love him more and more. You want to thank him, you want to praise him, you want to serve him, you want to give him more. Forget what is behind you. Look to your heavenly home. Through the darkness he will shine. To win the prize, press on. Fix your eyes on Jesus.
When we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, he will show us the way.
He was perfect. He never sinned.
When we follow him, he will teach us to do what is right.
He obeyed God the Father.
And we need to obey him too.
We need to turn away from our sins and be more like Jesus every day we live.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for showing us how to keep going through the difficult times.
You trusted God the Father, and we can trust him too.
He will always be with us.
And we can fix our eyes on you, Jesus.
Your love is always there for us too.
We love you, and we want to tell others about you.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned how important it is not to quit.
Keep on trying.
Don't give up, and
fix your eyes on Jesus. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is a nonprofit ministry. Won't you please consider partnering with us?
Your gifts and prayers make Karen and Kids possible.
If you would like to contact us, here is our mailing address.
Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522. Again, 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
All of our music and programs are available to support your children's Bible study at home, school, or in your church.
It is our goal to share the good news of Jesus and celebrate his love.
May all that we do bring him glory.